The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Believe it or not, I can't believe it, it is July 25th, 2016. I tell you what, this, and I'm not going to get too far off on this, this is by far the fastest year of my life right now. I have never seen things move so quickly, and it's probably from being very busy with the business and everything else, but it's, and I've had other friends of mine say to me that this has been the fastest month of their life too. To think that we're almost in August, and you know, I hear everybody talking now, oh, the summer's all gone. Well, I'll bring him in shortly, but I got Carmen Caputo on here today, and we were just talking for a while about it's hotter than hot out, and it's like I was telling him when I just called him, we're starting thunder and lightning storms already. Like him, and I'm sure in a lot of places in the United States, the heat is absolutely hammering, and it's not only the heat, the humidity this year has been unbelievable. I will say this, right? This is the best garden I've ever had. I'll make it quick. I've been picking wax beans like I never have. I mean, unbelievable every other day. I've already picked peppers. I picked three eggplant today because I'm making eggplant tonight for dinner. Lettuce like you wouldn't believe. Started two of them, but put some new in yesterday, which will grow, you know, from seed. The tomatoes are even starting to get some color in them. So I've been real fortunate this year. So, you know something? It's not all as bad as everybody's telling you. Everything, you know, has a yin and yang. I don't really say that so much. But, you know, everything has one broad end and the other one has another broad end. That's just the way the life is. But it's a lot of fun. And you know what? I was saying to Carmen, before you know it, 6 weeks from now, it'll start cooling down. It'll still be warm, but there'll be great sleeping at nights. And I can't stand air conditioning blowing on me all night, but it's the only way you can get to sleep, at least the only way I can. So we'll leave it at that. Go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com and download the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle. Free ebook. All you have to do is leave your email address, and away we go. Think, commit, and take action. Real simple. Let's see. Strength times power equals success in the winner's circle. Those are the two biggest products I have to date. If you like the way we talk here, you're going to get it on both ends. Strength times power is all shot in HD. I narrate every movement. Dennis is doing every movement, and that's the conditioning program we used to drop 43 pounds of basically belly fat off him. He was pre-diabetic, but I use that program to plug in for everybody that comes here because it's so functional. Winner's Circle, that's 12 modules I do on my own. I speak philosophy, the whole thing. You've got everything from power rack training to iron boots for the old York days, high shrugs, sandbag, stone lifting, learning how to curl properly using a thick bar. And I don't mean just pumping routines. I'm talking routines that are going to really build some size and ligament and tendon strength. So go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com, check them out. They are very reasonably priced, and all I can tell you is if you need any help, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.R.com. I would always help anybody regardless. Take a peek at them. Change your life. Also today, MotivationMuscle.com/category/podcast. Like I said, we have Carmen Caputo coming in here in a moment. Go out and look at the shows I've done with this gentleman. They're all over. And, I mean, there's nobody that's got content like us out there, and there's nobody out there that has the men and women we have on here. I mean, you look at the experience of these people, it's unbelievable. And as Clint Darden said to me one day, I can't figure out how you got this whole thing to work with so many different people. And he says to me, was it planned? I said, I don't really plan anything. I know what I want to do. I listen to my innate intelligence, and I'm a guy that just will not quit. That's always been my MO. You might be stronger, you might be bigger than me, but I'll tell you what, you ain't going to outlast me, man. There ain't no way. I will not let myself go down with anything. If you have that type of work ethic, and maybe that's the Italian way, my father beat that into me. And I don't mean physically either, because if he was alive, they'd probably call some service on him. I mean, he beat that into me mentally. And I'll tell you what, it was the best thing my father ever did to me. And I say this, Carmen and I got talking about this on a couple shows ago. You know, physically, my dad's not here, and I wish so much that he was here with me right now. He would enjoy what I'm doing so much, and I used to love to talk to my dad because I never had to hold back or, you know, if something happened, man, I never had to worry about it going anywhere but between the two of us. So I know he's very proud. He'd be very proud of that garden that I've built out there. Those are all things he loved to do, and obviously as his son, I gathered all that in, so I thank my father for that. But go out there, check that stuff out. I'm telling you right now, you won't be sorry. Well, today we got our good friend Carmen Caputo on. As everybody knows, Carmen's been on here a number of times. I love the way this guy trains, his philosophy, having students that he taught with him. I mean, this guy, these are the people that you need to emulate. These are people that are strong individuals, but not only that, mentally, they're sound people. You can let your children around them. I mean, these are people that have something to offer the world, and this is what I love having on here. Let me give you a little information about this gentleman. Number one, he's a U.S. Marine veteran, retired school teacher. He's a champion weightlifter for 56 years. And if you go out to Facebook, you can catch him, man, with his whole crew there. I believe it's Saturdays. They all get together and train as a unit, which is a great way to build self-confidence and obviously togetherness. It's real important. And today we're going to talk about shaking up your lifting, which a lot of us need. A lot of us go through this stuff, and we're going to give you everything we've got. Carmen, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Thank you. It's very good to be here. I have one question for you before we start.
Sure.
If you're truly an Italian, you got to be growing basil in that garden.
I don't have it.
Oh, my grandfather would shoot you.
Probably my father would too. I did put, I've had it in previous. I had it in last year.
Okay.
I didn't do it this year. I'll tell you why. I went for a little bit bigger with stuff.
Yeah.
I put in like an extra row of beans. I put in an extra row of carrots. And as I said during the show here, I have never had so many wax beans in my life. I did this year. I've never done it before. I use non-GMO seeds.
Yeah.
A good friend of mine gave me his brand new rototiller that he doesn't use anymore. I tilled that thing like a madman. I tilled that thing where I had it buried,
yeah,
and I literally had to manually, it felt like, push it. It felt like it was going to kill you.
Yeah.
And I did that three times. And the guy that I'll tell you right now, I believe it, you know, Steven Santangelo is on here,
yes,
and I drink his Miracle Minerals, among other things, and he said, start using that on the garden.
Yeah.
He goes, watch and see the size of your plants.
Right.
Not only are my plants bigger than they've ever been, I've never seen so many vegetables already. This has never happened this quick, healthy, strong, and I'll give everybody a tip. Like Steven said, I still water them like two or three times a week in a mix and put that all over the plants.
Yeah.
But the thing I think that was the game changer was everything that I obviously had to dig and plant, I put in like maybe a quarter cup of the Miracle Minerals to start everything off with it. I believe that was the – besides using the non-GMO seeds, and this was the first year our local co-op, their plants are top notch. They're a lot more money than in a garden center. But I was like, you know what? I just got to do it because last year was kind of disappointing. And I made good choices. And I think with the heat, makes them go bananas.
Oh, yeah.
And so far, so good. And this looks like a banner year. So, yeah, I'm that's not a good Italian not to do that. And I didn't put any garlic in this year either.
Well, that's all right. Your tomatoes sound good, and so do the beans. But anyway, I was just trying to bust on you a little bit. Cause my
I love it. No, you're right. My father said
he had a forest of that stuff when he planted, you know. And he always had a little leaf in his mouth. He always chewed a little leaf, and always.
Yep. You well, you know what I do a lot is I love mint.
Yeah.
And
same
when I can find it, I usually put mint in my salad all the time too.
Okay.
I love that. It's very soothing to your digestion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plus, you know, it's very good after you've eaten. It keeps your mouth very clean. So,
right.
I think you know something that all that stuff. The old timers knew how to
they
eat.
They had it down, didn't they?
Yeah, simple stuff.
Yep.
My grandfather, I think I told you before, you know, raw eggs every morning. He lived to almost 90, and he lived pretty much clean the whole time. It was like the last year of his life, he found cancer in him. That's what he died from. But he went about 89 years with very little health problems at all. And, you know, all the experts, oh, my God, the cholesterol, it's going to kill you. Well, he was sharp as a tack almost right to the end. So you can shoot that notion right out the window. But, you know what it is? We got into this before. It was just a tough era, man. They were different individuals, the men and women then. They came up hard. Today is very easy, very simple for a lot of people, and just very not having to do a hell of a lot anymore. Everything is at convenience levels. I'm a throwback. I don't care about any of that
well,
stuff.
I like
you know,
something. You got there's no easy way. You got to get in there, get your head set, prepare to sweat, and prepare to hurt, and you're gonna have to do it. And you set your program, and you just make your plan, and you follow the plan. That's all.
Well, I think that's why we're probably the way we are out of the gym, though, because
I agree that attitude carries over, you know.
Oh yeah, and we're used to working hard. You know, we don't really care. Today, yeah, I got to have air on. The house is smoldering, but I've slept without air for years before. Got through it. But, you know, there are some conveniences that work. Do I need a phone 24/7? Yeah, for the business, that's it. Do I need to text only with the business? I could care less. I'd much rather, you know, go out at midnight and start, you know, hauling iron or digging a ditch. I don't really care. No. It's like I'm more set up manually because everything we do, you know, we go out, load plates, unload plates,
right.
Move bars, move benches, move equipment, get in a power rack. Everything we're doing is we're using our hands, our mind, our body. We're not using anything that is, you know, built for us, so to speak, with convenience. I mean, this stuff is the real deal. So when you go out in your personal life, I don't even look at that stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I could care less. Someone might come up, hey, check this out. I'm like, yeah, it's nice, you know, but am I ever going to even bother with it again? Hell no, I don't care.
Why I like doing the free weight. You know, you load the bar, you chalk up, you grab it, and you do your movement. You know, it's just you against gravity and against iron. And in my case, against age. You know, I got three things in the equation now, you know.
Yeah, but you know what the nice thing about age is? You keep doing this, you're going to live healthy for a long, long time. And you know, we all see things, you know, things change on us physically and mentally. But you know what, man? To me, as long as I can get out there, I was telling Carmen, you know, training last night, it was out of the last 2 weeks and every day, every time I went out, it was vicious. Last night, I think, was by far the nastiest of them all. But you know what? As I said, you pace yourself. All right, maybe your weight's off 100 pounds tonight. But, you know, the whole thing is keep pushing, and sooner or later you might get bit. And my whole premise is this. You're gaining. You feel good mentally. Next time we'll get it again.
Right.
You build on those ideas, you're going to win every time. But it's like the people that just keep pushing, and you're not getting anywhere, or maybe you get a big night, and the next night you go out and you just choke. You know, this is not the way to do things. And this is going to segue right into shaking up your lifting. Now, we know it's been very hot. Carmen will tell you, I'll send it right to him in a minute, but we're talking 100 degrees where he is, you know, with the heat indexes. I mean, dangerous stuff because, you know, people are saying to me, aren't you afraid of heat stroke and everything? I'm like, this is where I think we split off with lifters and regular people. We're crazy enough to know enough to know when to back off, but we don't have our minds centered around what can happen, you know, in a negative fashion. Now, I'm not saying go out there and not use your head. I use my head big time, but I am not going to surrender to the cold, to the heat, to the humidity, to anything, because if I do, I know guys that were good lifters at one time that take the whole damn summer off, and I'm like, why? It's too hot. I was like, then you don't belong lifting, man. If you want anything ideal in your gym or in your life, it ain't going to happen, man. There's always going to be, you know, holes in the road, holes, bumps, things you're going to step in. You can get it as good as you will, but there's always going to be things. So, Carmen, what do you know, you've been around, you've seen a lot of stuff, and you've gone through it like myself. When you start seeing yourself fade, say, you know, the lifting was good for a while, and suddenly things are starting to fade a little bit, and maybe you're just not feeling it. What do you like to do to try to get yourself jump started to get rolling again?
Now, that's a good question, because I tell you, no matter how long or how short a period of time you've been training, you're going to hit a period like that because it just happens. You know, things are going along real smooth. You hit a plateau, and then you got to start working, and you're thinking, man, this is not paying off. What do I need to do? And yep. You mentioned a little bit ago some guys take the summer off. I don't miss a day. I train 6 days a week. I don't lift on Sunday, and I don't lift Christmas Day. Every other day I'm out there doing something. And,
right.
And it's been my experience, and just strictly mine, and this is from 56 years of training, you learn. There's several ways. There's certain basic exercises I do all the time. I squat, I deadlift, I do heavy rows, and I bench. And I'll throw in pull downs, chin ups, whatever else for the back and shoulders, you know. But it's been my experience. If you want to, there's several ways you can increase the intensity of your workout. You can either add weight to your lifts, add reps to the lifts, or shorten the rest time in between sets, or a combination of those three. And if you do that, you will notice your body is saying, what are you doing? We're used to doing it this way here where it was easy. I've gotten accustomed to that. I want to go back to that. You're basically shocking your system by either adding the weight, reducing your rest time, or adding extra sets and reps. So the body is inherently lazy. It will do what you ask it to do and only that much. What you have to do is grab it by the nose, kick it in the butt, and say, okay, that's out the window. This is the new deal. This is what we're doing. We've been doing five sets of five, and it's been taking 35 minutes. We're doing five sets of five, and we're going to get it done in 20 minutes today. And if you don't like it, bail. But this is what's happening, you know? And you do that for two or three times, and then you've snapped out of your doldrums, so to speak.
Yep.
And you can start making progress again. I have had to do that, I don't know how many times, personally for my own self and my own training, and then for several people who come and train with me. Because your body, the whole purpose of this progressive resistance is your body gets stronger as you go along, and it will work to that limit, and then it wants to level out, and you have to shock it, so to speak, to get past that limit. And for me, it's 70. I'll be 71 in a few weeks. For me, the easiest way is to add weight or add reps or add sets. Cutting that rest time down I just can't do that anymore. My body won't allow that. And so what I find out, and I've got incremental plates. You know, they're quarter pounders, half pounders, three quarter pounders, and pounders. And I'll just add those a little bit at a time until before you know it, you've added 10 pounds to what you were previously lifting and you've broken through that plateau.
Yep.
You have to do that. I call it playing tricks on my mind, because if I don't do that, my mind will say, hey, old man, let's coast today. You've paid your dues. You know, you've done this a long time. It's time to take a break. And, of course, the people I train with, I don't give them breaks. So you think they're going to give me a break?
No, not at all. No, and, you know, Carmen, this is a thing.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. That's why I have them train with me, because they push me. They're all younger than I. Most of them are young enough to be my grandkids. And keep pushing me. And I said, that's what I need. I tell them, you guys help me far more than I help you. I like training with younger people. Their enthusiasm is amazing. They're always willing to try something, and they're always willing to learn. And they just don't look at you and say, I'm not doing that. If they try that, well, they don't come back. That's that simple. You know, you come to work.
No, I agree.
You know, you just come to work. And I know it's not that complicated. Those are three pretty simple solutions. But if you do one or three or all of those together, it does break you through that doldrum, and it does shake your training up to where you're starting to make progress again. And of course, when I started this in 1960, York Barbell was the outfit, and their courses were supreme. And John Grimmick, the all-time great, worked for them, and he published in the magazines. And one thing he said, there's 1,000 exercises. Mix your routine up. Always work your legs, always work your back, always work your chest and shoulders. But you don't have to do the same exercise every time. There's a lot of different things you can do for your legs. There's a lot of things you can do for your back, a lot of things you can do for your chest. Instead of doing heavy barbell benches, do heavy dumbbell benches. They will kick you right square in the throat, trust me.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And so it's the same thing with the squats and the deadlifts too. You know, just – and. You, like you said something a little while ago, use your mind, use your imagination.
Yeah.
Don't get stuck in a rut. And some guys will go and say, okay, today we're doing this, and let's do this. We've done it for the last 3 months, but we're not making progress, so let's keep doing it. If, you know, that's a sign of insanity. If you keep doing the same thing and getting the same results and keep doing the same thing and getting the same results, you're nuts. Why go through that? Why bust your chops, spend that energy, and don't make progress, you know?
Makes sense. I agree. It totally makes sense, because this is a big problem with everything now. It's like, you know, this kind of goes back and forth with a couple different things with me. Number one, everyone's looking for the perfect routine.
Yep.
Now, there is no perfect routine, all right? If I do something you do, that doesn't mean I'm going to garner the same results you garner, and vice versa, okay? That's number one. And what I found when I have to shake things up, and we talked a little bit about this online, offline, two things I end up doing. Number one, if I like some of the movements I'm doing at the time, but I'm really not getting the results anymore, I don't like using that word overtrained, but I'm definitely something's going on with me mentally and metabolically. What do I do here? Well, you can do – a lot of people like to go and totally strip everything and start something new. That's okay if that's what you want to do, but I kind of still like to stay with what I'm doing. So say I was, you know, lifting stones, squatting, overhead. Some form of a pull. It could be a deadlift. It could be a bent row. It could be, you know, dumbbell bent rows. We can be using dumbbells, et cetera, et cetera. Obviously, I have to do stuff like farmer's walks. Occasionally, I do tire flips, et cetera, et cetera. Now, let's just say everything's with a straight bar, an Olympic bar. Well, I just gave a hint to what I will do. Say I'm doing bent rows with an Olympic bar. Well, it's now time to do a bent row with a 2-inch dumbbell handle.
Yeah.
Start keying on that.
Or
your deadlifts.
Or kettlebells and stuff, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There's a million ways to get to that point that you want to arrive at. You know, in for stone lifting as well as for deadlifting, you got to have the power in your hips and thighs as well as your upper back. And so you want to tailor your training to that area. So you're going to do squats of some sort. You've got to. You're going to do some type of pulling motion, either repetitive deadlifts or power cleans or something like that. And you're going to have to do some kind of rowing motion to get your upper back, your upper lats, and your shoulders strong, either with a straight bar, dumbbells, kettlebells, you name it, you know. And so
whatever,
use your imagination. You know, and I'll tell my guys, I've got a couple of people that are listening with me now, and they come in and they look at, I keep a book. You have to keep a ledger. That's
sure.
So you know what you're doing and how much you know what you did the last time and so on.
Yep.
And they'll come in and look at my book, and I said, that's cool. Just because it works for me doesn't mean it's going to work for you, Jerry or Donnie or whoever. But this is a guide. Okay. Every you buy a new tool, what do you have? You got a manual. It tells you how to operate it, right?
Yep.
You know, you buy a new car, there's a driver's manual. It's the same thing. This is just a guidebook. Use this and experiment with it and say, just because I do dumbbell flies and get results doesn't mean you got to do dumbbell flies. You might not. You might get pain in your elbows or in your shoulders. So jump that and find something else. You know, you have to take the time and be patient. Experiment. Find the exercises that you get the best results with and stay with them and just shake it up. Add resistance, add weight, shorten the rest time, do more reps, do more sets, whatever. But don't drop those exercises that produce results. Not
right.
All of them are going to produce the same results for you, like because our bodies are all the same, but they're different. Our length of our arm bones and leg bones are different, so the squat's going to affect us in a different way, but you still need the squat. I've got a guy right now who comes in, and instead of squatting with a straight bar, Jerry comes in on Tuesdays, and I've got one of those Kelso diamond bars, you know, the
yeah.
bar. He'll bust his hump in that diamond bar doing squats with that, and his deadlift
yep.
is going up as a result, you know?
Yep.
So
yep.
he's still working his legs, still doing the routine, but he's just doing a different way of doing it, of getting to that point, you know? And as
yep.
long as it works, what difference does it make? You touched on something a minute ago, though. I think we've created a culture here. Not just in this country, but across the world, people want results yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
They come in the gym, and if they can't deadlift 400 pounds, well, the hell with this, I'm out of here, you know?
Yep.
They don't
yep.
understand. It's taken me years to where I can pull 500 pounds, you know?
Yep.
And,
yeah, well, that.
And just because you've done it once doesn't mean you're always going to do it. I pulled 600 at age 53,
yep.
you know, 18 years ago, and the closest I've come to that since then has been 550. But at least I did it, and I haven't
yeah.
quit. I'm still pedaling. I'm still wanting to do it. I think I set a goal. I'm going to be 71 in September. I pulled 460 Saturday. I'd like
wow.
to pull 470 on my birthday.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And,
yeah.
And then if that happens, I think it would be really cool to take another shot at seeing if an old man can still pull 500 pounds.
I don't see why not.
You know, and that's what my people say. The only thing that's going to stop me is my own head. You know,
yeah.
probably right.
Yeah.
Because I'm really good at saying to myself, I don't know about this, you know. But they're really good at kicking me in the butt and say, you make us work. Get your butt over there and start doing it. Show us. If you're going to lead us, show us. And they're
yeah.
right. If you're going to lead somebody, you show them by example. You don't intimidate them. You lead by example. So, and that's it, you know.
Well, you know, in today's world, that's a lot of what goes on. It's like people are more interested in what they do than whether it's a client, the
right.
trainee, whatever. It's a way kind of them having bragging rights. But on the other hand, a lot of these people aren't set up to do a lot of this stuff. And two things happen. Number one, they burn them right out and they quit. Number two, which is even worse, they get injured
yes.
and quit.
Okay. And that's, you touched on something that I was going to get to.
Shoot.
I'm not trying to hog your time here, but I think if you learn correctly, then
yep.
the chance of injuring yourself is a lot less. And I think we got a lot of young people to the sport, maybe not young
yep.
age-wise, but young to the sport that see veterans lifting and they try to emulate right off, and they don't realize there's certain key things you've got to do. Just like when you get in your car, you know, you check the mirrors, you check
yeah.
the seat, you put your belt on, you know, and all of that. There's a checklist. The same thing is when you're lifting heavy. You've got to have your body lined up right. You know, if you've seen those videos that I post when I'm deadlifting, it takes me about a minute after I address the bar to before I get down and start pulling it, because I'm going through this checklist in my mind. Are my feet where I want them to be? Are they spaced right? And then, you know, when I come down, are my hands where I want them to be? Are they spaced right? And I get my hips down and my head up, and then I just mentally get this image of sticking my feet through the floor. That
yep.
way you build that power. But young lifters, think, well, I'm too hot for this, I'm too cool, and they just come in and grab it, and then they yank something, and they're hurt, and they say, well, I'm never touching the bar again because I hurt myself. That's poor coaching, and I think it's attributed to the fact people want results instantly.
Yeah.
And this is a sport. You cannot do that. This is like running a marathon. It's not running a sprint. This takes time because the body takes time to adapt. It will do amazing things, but you have to give it time to adjust.
Yeah. And it's going to test you physically and mentally like nothing you ever encountered, because I've said this on multiple shows. If you learn the principles and understand the principles of weightlifting, stone lifting, kettle, whatever you want to put in there, powerlifting, I don't care. To me, it's all the same in one way. We all lift stuff, all right? I don't care what you call it, all right? It's different federations, different, you know, modalities, et cetera, et cetera. But the bottom line, you, I, and everybody else, we lift iron. We lift iron, we lift stone, we carry bars, we unload them, we throw, you know, whatever, all right? But the whole thing is this, Carmen, is this is a lifelong mission. This is not a 2-year deal, a 3-year deal.
No.
If you really want to train, you're going to have to put in the time and be willing to stick around for a while.
Be willing to commit for a long, long time.
A long time. Well, yeah, I mean, look how long you've been into it. I mean, I'm getting into more and more of it. What's happened with me, I see more than anything right now, is, you know, you hit 40, people are going to be like, you ought to start slowing down. Yeah. Slowing down. I'm going at a freight train rate now that I never have, and I'll tell you why. When you get yourself real healthy like I'm starting to get again, you know, all that stuff, while you have a little bit of downtime, you start thinking.
Yep.
And when you start thinking about what you want to do or thinking about equipment you want to build, I use that time instead of crying like a baby to think about, okay, maybe right now I can't go as heavy as this lift because of what's going on. How can I build something for that lift? Or what is it I want to do with something else that I got to come up with a piece of equipment? Or how many days a week do I want to work this? Or what do I want to gain body weight? Or what do I want to lose? See, when you start thinking on those lines, you understand what's going on and why, you know, Carmen will be 71, why you're 71 years old and you're still training. Why are these all-around weightlifters in their 80s still deadlifting, still doing all kinds of stuff that a guy half their age couldn't even muster up, all right? I'll tell you why. Because, like we were saying in the beginning, I think we all come from a different planet. We're used to hauling things, lifting things. Like last night, for instance, I did it again. I hadn't done it in a while. I took a 45-pound to load on a big set there. And what do? I catch that webbing of the inside of your hand between the two plates. I've got about a 2-inch line of blood blister right in the palm of my hand almost. And did it hurt? You bet your ass that hurt. Let me tell you, man, that hurt like hell.
Oklahoma, Eric, there's a saying here in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
They call those kind of things a come to Jesus moment.
Well, if you heard me last night yelling, Jesus wasn't too happy with me. Let me put it to you that way. But you know what? This is part of everything. You know. You know, when you have those nights, you know, we know. You know, that's why we're talking about shaking up your lifting. Yeah. I've told Carmen, I'm sure, before. If I hadn't, he's going to hear now. I've had those nights in there where I said openly, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
Done with it. And anybody that tells you never have is bullshitting you right now. I'm going to tell you that. Nothing would go right. And it might have went on for a few workouts, and you're scratching your head, and you're going to lift the plates, and the plates even feel heavy going on in the bar. And the bar that you could normally twist and turn in your power rack isn't moving tonight, and your hands don't feel big, and your head is just not attacking. You know, things that we take for granted so easily, you know, like walking up to a bar, you know, I love twisting it or shaking it, whatever I'm going to do at the time with it. stamping your feet before you get under it. You know, three breaths, third breath, sink, go down, bang, automatically, pow. You know, a word of command, like I'll say with stuff when I'm going to sprint with stones. I'll say the word engage, automatically I take off. Automatically. Yeah. There's no hesitation, but you'll go out there at night, you'll say engage, and it's like, did I just run out of fuel? Yeah. I mean, what the hell happened here? So, you know, like everything, the good and the bad are always going to be with you, but I got news for you. It's not bad. You know, so we look at things like stuff like that. We've been trained to interpret things that aren't going right that are always bad. Well, they might be bad for that time, but you never judge yourself on one day. And I've learned through so many errors, through so many miscues, through so many things that I should not have done, but I did them. I was telling Carmen before we came on, same way with the show. I mean, we were at one point a month and a half ago. I didn't know what was going to happen, man. Everything went in the tank. We had major catastrophe. I'm sitting here shaking my head, wondering, okay, how am I going to dig my ass out of this one? Because it was that critical. I dug my ass out, and I always came up with that concept. Don't judge your life or yourself on one day, because before you know it, you're going to be sitting here saying, like I did to Carmen, and most people know, but for the who doesn't know, and we were going to say this at the end of the show, Motivation Muscle Now is streaming radio live 24/7. They take your last three latest podcasts, and they play them till I put another one up. That drops off, and then you'll have the prior two with the new one. It's an incredible feat of strength, in my opinion, and I'll explain that. 8 months ago, we had it locked up. The company that was going to do it went belly up. That was pretty painful. I told a lot of people. A lot of people were, you know, well, geez, I'm sorry, but, you know, you got to be careful of that. I'm like saying to myself, yeah, be careful of that. Yeah, I'll be sitting here till I'm 90 years old without a penny in my pocket. Yeah, be careful of that. Well, right away, I got a call about a month later, and some other things were started. I said, I want in. Well, you know, the company's got to look at what you're doing, what your downloads are. They listen to you, obviously, to feel if you can convey your message and have a good show, blah, 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 blah. You know, rewind it now about, well, the final judgment was about 2 weeks ago, Thursday, I believe it'll be, got the green light. It was the happiest day in all of my business ventures, and we got Mark DeGrasse on here that now is doing all the marketing, who's an exceptional guy and real talented, and he and I are working judiciously right now to take this thing and turn it into the multi-million-dollar company I've always ventured and dreamed of, and being able to do this will allow us to go many, many more places. I want to go live. And I've got another little thing up my sleeve for next year. I'm not going to say yet, because the live might be a doable thing before the end of the year. They're working on it. The other I will not get into, but when you hear what I got planned for 2017 for the show and potential shows, it'll blow your mind. So this all goes with shaking up everything you do. And sometimes life doesn't give you the opportunity to say, no, I'm not going to let you shake me up. It just happens. And the lifter in all of us is going to do two things. You're going to rise to it. You're going to let it beat you down. Or you're going to go the other direction, turn tail and run. I'm not made like that. I'm sure I know I can't speak for Carmen. We'll bring him right in. He can comment on this. You know, I want to explain this in a way everybody can understand, because this is very important. When you're in a business or you're in the lifting the way we are, something happens in you. And I don't know if it was, you know, we always joked about it. Like, you know, when you're coming down from heaven, certain ones of us got hit with the iron cloud and we didn't know it, but it came about, you know, when we were young men. And it's amazing. I don't know. I don't have all the explanation for any of it. We all have our stories, but there's something innate in us men and women that do this, that love it, that eat it alive. And I've always said that lifting has been the biggest thing other than my family in my life, because without it, I don't know what I would be. I really don't. It's been more than generous to me. It's loved me unconditionally, and I love it unconditionally, and it is as much of me as it is my left and right arm, all right? And what I'm trying to tell people is this. These opportunities present themselves to you, whether it's entrepreneurship, whether it's becoming the best lifter you can be. Maybe you're the strongest guy in the neighborhood and all the kids look up to you, and you teach and you encourage and you make men and women that are strong. They don't have to be WSM, but you know what? They go as far as they can go, and it's the best thing you could ever do. And I'm going to give this right back to Carmen, but I want to just say this to everybody. All these nuances that are happening to you, all these things when you're looking and it looks dark as can be, man. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know where you're going to get your next two nickels to rub together for your business. You don't know if you're ever going to make that platform with your arms straight up in the air, you know, cheering. Everybody's calling your name. But I got news for you. It will happen. And something is in us innately as lifters that you can't go back. There's something that won't let you quit, because I know if I quit either the business or this or lifting, I couldn't live with myself. I can't do it. I can't turn. To me, turning my back would be like turning my back on my girlfriend, my wife, my children, my dog, anything, you know, friends, anything that meant the world to me that I would never give up unless I had to. And this is what this is all about. You're going to have sometimes things that you're not going to understand. You're not going to know where you're going to go. I mean, like I said, there were nights that were so bad out in that gym, and they still happen, where I was like, my driveway, everybody knows, is 95 feet. And I was like, I'm done. I shut that garage door, and I said, I'm finished. I mean, I've had people, my sister came over one night. I was yelling at myself. I mean, awful. I mean, saying terrible things to myself. And she came in the back. And she said, who the hell's out here with you? And I said, me. I said, I'm having the worst argument with me and about quitting lifting. And she just was like, I know you're not going to do that. And she kind of just left it off and went into the house. And when I do that, I'm not even halfway down the driveway, and I'm already thinking 2 days from now, what are we going to do? So, Carmen, I know that was long-winded, but it had a lot of heartfelt meaning in there. And what do you think?
I agree with you, and I was thinking while you were saying that, you have to have a goal when you start this activity. Even if you start it when you're 15 like I did,
yep,
you have to have a goal. And my goal then was to get stronger, because I was 5'7", 100 pounds.
Yep.
I'm still 5'7", but I'm 210 now. And my goal then and my goal now is to still be as strong as I can for as long as I can. And I can't, yep. And, you know, I don't lift as much now at almost 71 as I did when I was 35 and 40 and 50. But by God, I can still turn it when I need to. And it just, there's a feeling. It's a very visceral feeling when you go down and pick something heavy up off the ground. And you're able to do it, and you put it down, and the feeling that creates in you,
yep.
To me, there's no comparison. It's even better than the first time you kissed your wife, you know?
Yep.
And,
yep.
And I mean, because every time I go to work out, and like I said, I work out 6 days a week, every time I go out there, as I'm walking in that door, and I'm turning the light on, and I'm putting my shoes on, whether they be squat shoes or deadlift shoes, I'm yep. telling myself, okay, this is a test. Are you man enough to pass this friggin' test today? Or are you going to just sit here and whine and cry and say it's too hard, it's too heavy? And so yep. far, I have been very fortunate to be able to pass the test every day. And that's my plan. Until they light the match in the crematorium for me, I'm going to go out strong. I mean, we're all going to die, Eric, at some point in some time.
Yep.
But by God, I'm going to be strong up till that last time. And that's my plan. And once you, that's my goal. I mean, if you have that goal, then like I used to tell my kids when I was teaching, your goal is to finish sixth grade this year. That's cool. You better, because I'm not going to put up with you another time. So make a plan. How am I going to finish sixth grade and move to seventh? How am I going to do this workout so I can come back tomorrow and do another one? How am yep. I going to set my goal. What's my goal for this next meet? Whether it's an Olympic meet or a power meet or a CrossFit meet or a stone lifting meet, what is my goal? I want to be able to deadlift 450. Okay, set a plan, set your workout routine. You know what you got to do. Beat your butt into the dirt and do it. There's a crucial thing, though, that you have to have, and I'm very fortunate to have this. You have to have like-minded people taking that journey with you.
Yep.
That's why I love Saturdays at my gym. During the week, it's maybe one or two people that work out with me in the morning. And, you know, I'm retired. I work out early. That way I'm free to help people when they come in after work in the afternoons. And so there's two or three retired guys, and they're not as bitten by this as I am. They're just trying to stay fit. One guy's battling Parkinson's, and he's done remarkably well. But Saturday's group, I got Jerry, I got D, you know, I've got Big Z, who's all 90 pounds. that's that young girl, you know, and you've seen her.
Yeah.
And I've got Donnie, and I've got April, and I've got all these other people that come in. And they're all coming in because they want to be strong and
yep.
they want to make progress. And they're there to help me make progress because they know by helping me, I'm helping them. I've got two former students. I've got Joe Ellen and I got Morton. And they're back with me as students again, only in a different set. Now one's 42 and one's 52. And it's a different dynamic, but they still look to me for advice, and that feeling is awesome, you know, because
yeah.
I can still help people, and I think that's what it's all about. But if you're surrounding yourself with the right people, they will keep you enthusiastic. They will help keep you on task. Saturday, it was hot. I mean, the heat index Saturday here in Oklahoma was 107, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And that is just brutal for an old man. It's brutal for a young guy. So we're
yep.
doing our workout, and Jerry asked me, he said, what are you going to pull today? And I said, I've been thinking just stopping here at 405, and he said, that's not happening because you pulled 440 last week. And I
yep.
said, but I'm old and it's hot. And he said, I don't give a damn. It's going to be hot whether you're old or young. He said,
yeah.
you know, are you a Marine or not? And the minute he said that, I said, game is on.
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You just don't surrender. Yep. So I said, fine, put 460 on there. And it took me a little bit of time to talk myself into it. And I, you know, I had to play the right music. We play music on our big lifts to get our,
yep.
to get the juices flowing. I picked the right tune and he was walking me all the way up to the platform. And in my ear, as I was chalking up, and he said, you better damn well do this.
Yep.
And I yep. did, but you've seen the video. I don't know how, I think it would have passed in a meet. It didn't ever.
Yeah, it would. I think you got it.
But
you got white light.
Tell you though, that was a nut cutter. you know.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
But the point is, I did it. The point is,
yeah.
I did it. And if I hadn't had the support people there, who knows if I'd have made it or not? If I had made it, it probably wouldn't have been as easy. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
You have to surround yourself with like-minded people, whether it's lifting, stones, metal, whatever, whether it's your business. You've got to have the right people with you to help you sort out the details to make sure you're on the right track. And I think I've been very fortunate. I've got the right group of people with me. And that you cannot buy that. You know, I mean, some of the gear I've had since 1960. It's still heavy. The bars are still straight. They'll still kick you in the teeth. But that stuff doesn't wear out. It'll wear you out, but you can't wear it out. But the key is I've been able to finally surround myself with the right people to keep me motivated and not let me slack. Because I'm a guy. I'm a human being. You know, I like to find the easy way. But these people won't let me do that, and I appreciate that. I keep telling them after every workout when they leave, they said, thanks for your help. And I said, you guys help me far more than I help you. Just believe me
yep.
when I say that, you know?
Yeah, but Carmen, you know, you and I both know we read things, good things. What you think about most, you attract. And now anybody that says there's no such thing as the law of attraction doesn't know a thing about anything
yeah.
because, you know, if you're thinking gloom and doom every day, if you're thinking my lifting's never going up, if you're thinking I'm going to quit,
yeah.
well, I can guarantee you, you're going to get an injury or a pull.
Yeah.
Okay. Or you're going to get in a car accident or
yeah.
something is going to happen in your life.
You have to stay
that is going to do, well, it's going to do one or two things to you. you're going to learn from that quickly, whatever it was. And second of all, you're going to change. Now, if you can't expect the same results over and over and over. And that's why when you have to go out and be a responsible individual and say, okay, this stuff's not working. And I've always been a guy that likes to kind of stick with what I'm doing, but it might mean I'm going to drop 4 out of the 6 movements. Yeah. Why? Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to key. We had talked about this offline. If you're good at something, you really want to push on it. Now, you should never be afraid, and that's one of the things you should do, is anything you feel you need more work on, of course you're going to do it because it's going to enhance everything else. Once again, we do that back and forth thing. You know, it's like what I'm doing here with Alex and Dennis. I'm taking a 15-year-old and I'm putting him in charge of a guy in his 40s. Not so much telling him what to do, but they are now training partners to a point. I have them obviously critique each other when they're walking with stones or whatever they're lifting, and obviously I make them count reps. Why am I doing that with a 15-year-old kid? Because it builds self-confidence and leadership. Does he even know it? Probably not. But I am basically doing this to him to prepare him for the real world out there where everybody tells you, you don't have to worry, everything's okay, somebody's going to take care of you. That's bullshit. And if you want to live that way, be my guest, all right? But you're not going to be very happy. So all these little things. So when we say, well, I'm having problems, well, pare your training down. Maybe you're training 4 days a week, drop to 3. It's very simple. Food intake.
Yep.
Change what you're eating. All right. Maybe you need to add a meal. Maybe you need to get rid of a meal for a week. You can counter the body and the mind in so many different ways. And that's what it's going to come down to, because you heard Carmen say with a big deadlift, 460. All right. Well, yeah, I can do it, I think, you know. Well, all right, now he had people around him that believed in him so much that you can feel that energy around you. And then suddenly your mind changes. Suddenly you've got a buzz in your head that's saying, I can do this, man. This isn't going to stop me. So all these things that I think a lot of people take for granted or just like say, that doesn't do anything. As I say, the gym is your training laboratory. That's where I've learned everything. I've learned from some great people. I've been very fortunate to have some great people I've lifted with through the years, some real exceptional trainees, friends, everything. But my biggest thing to date, and I said this before, and not everybody can do this, but the best thing to do is throw you in there alone, have all the stuff you need, or maybe you got to go out and figure it out and have it built or whatever. Come see me in 2 years. I guarantee you, you won't look the same, number one, and I probably won't even know you mentally or physically anymore. And what do I mean by that? And I'm not talking in a negative fashion either. You survive stuff like that for a few years, you're going to be the best
right.
lifter, man, woman out there on the planet. And if you don't believe me, see if you got – go ahead, boss.
That attitude transfers to the real world.
Yeah.
The confidence
yeah.
you build in the gym.
Yeah.
When you walk into a room of people, you walk – what the Marine Corps used to call it, you walk with bearing. You know you're good. You're not cocky. You're confident.
Nope.
You walk
nope.
in and you say, I got this. You know, yep. that confidence comes from the gym. You lift something that you couldn't lift before. You perform a feat that you couldn't before because you just didn't have the strength or the knowledge. And over time, you've acquired that and it becomes easy. Your confidence
yep.
level soars. You are no longer the same person. You look the same facially, but physically you're different. Mentally you're different. And that's the key. And that confidence goes over to the next workout because you say, hey, I did that last time. I'm going to take a run at this, and by God, I'm going to do it. And then the next time it happens, and then the next time it happens, and before you know it, you're just a champion. You know, I tell everybody
yeah.
who comes in, I don't care where you are, a beginner, or if you're the strongest guy in the room, if you're here on a regular basis, you're a champion.
Yep.
You're a champion because you're here to try to make yourself better. You try to improve things physically, mentally, your appearance, your strength level, whatever, you're a champion. And there's always going to be somebody stronger, and there's always going to be somebody a little bit smarter, and there's certainly going to be a lot of people better looking than me. But by God, you know what? I am who I am, and I'm proud of it. And it's been a lifetime to get to this point, and I wouldn't trade 1 minute of it. All the pain, all the sweat, all the agony of lifting heavy iron, I wouldn't trade it for anything because it's fun. And I know that probably makes me a good candidate for psychoanalysis, but I love the sport. Obviously, I've got a gym in my backyard with 7,000 pounds of weight in it, and I've been doing it for 56 years, so I must love it somehow, some way, you know. But
without a doubt. And, you know, I was going to say, you know, especially when you do a big lift, all right, just because you've racked the weights and put the bar away, see, that stuff sticks in you, not only mentally, but, man, when you have that type of contact with a piece of iron to your flesh, you don't think that is eternal. It's absolutely eternal. It's just like when Bill Crawford and I got talking on the show last week about stones. At first, when I remember him telling me this about 8 years ago, I was like, what? You know, he said the stones talk to you.
Yep.
And I was like, okay. So as I got more into this, he was right. And I'll tell you how they talk to you. How do you think you're getting ideas in your head? Turn that stone another 30 degrees and you lift it. Because when you got it right now the way it is, it's not coming off the ground.
Right.
How do you think you'll learn how to walk with something, whether you're using short steps, long steps, choppy steps? How do you think you'll learn all that stuff? What's giving you feedback? The stone. All right? So
you got to do
go
the
ahead.
Reps. You got to do the reps.
Yeah. Well, everything's giving you feedback.
That's right.
So what I'm trying to say is, everything we touch, every record we make, every handshake we have, all right, it's all going to the eternal. It's all going into your skin. I used to say, and I still say it every day because I still get haunted every day by Iceland. It's calling me every day of the week.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I touched that stone, the first thing I said to myself, who's come before me and touched this stone, man? It means everything to you.
Yep.
So you can't differentiate any of that stuff. And when we're talking about shaking things up, it's the best thing you can do. It might be very inconvenient, like I said, about everything in your life. But you know what? If you really got the hunger and the passion and you're really going to go after this thing, you're going to get through it like everything else. And I will guarantee you this. You will become a better lifter, a better everything. And when Carmen said, basically, people recognize that confidence. I got news for you. I've gone in many rooms where I didn't know hardly anybody, and I was always striking up conversations. And you know what? The first thing they'd ask you is, what do you lift?
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people always use that as an icebreaker with us because sometimes you can be intimidating looking. And if you're quiet, that's even worse.
That's true.
It is. And it's always going to be on those terms. So if you can't deal with that, then I would say don't lift anymore. It's a great way to get your message out. It's a great way to educate. They might not want to go and lift a 400-pound rock or deadlift 500 pounds. But they get the idea that you can take anything we do and pare it down to any weight or size you want. This is where you get them. This is where you snare them in the net and you change lives. And this is what we're all about. This is what I'm about. It's not taking and shoving what I like to do down your throat. It's giving you alternatives. It's giving you ways to change your life. And when you have the ability to meet people on the outside, like I always say, be a steward of strength. Don't be some asshole that walks around like they got a stick stuck up their ass and they can't even bend down, all right? Be that way. Don't be afraid to help somebody. You know, we're all very fortunate here. I'm one of the most fortunate guys in the world. You know, I can walk. I can get up every day. My brother Jimmy couldn't. All right. I mean, you don't think I think of that every day when I sit here and bitch and moan about an ache or a pain or a pull or a tear? Yeah. Do I want any of it? No. But boy, oh boy, I've been damn lucky for half of my life almost to be physical as hell. Not many people get that opportunity. Take a walk in a hospital sometime and take a peek. You'll get on that elevator and burn rubber right out of the parking lot, man. You won't want any part of it. So we're very blessed to have all this stuff. And I'll wind it up with this, Carmen. I'll give it to you, and you can summarize anything. Just give out your info and just hang on after me. But I'll tell you this. Don't get too upset about shaking things up. Don't get too upset if you're lifting, some morning comes over and just smashes you right in the teeth. All right, it might be the best wake-up call you ever get. It's frustrating, it's a lot of change, but if you can't change in this field, you can't change outside in any other field. One thing lifting has taught me, and I'm going to send it right to Carmen, is this: it teaches you how to be able to take mega wattage of garbage coming at you and being able to fight it off and be able to come out on top. Because, like I said, that mechanism in all of us that understand this business, what we do, our love here, will never say die to anything. It might put you on your back, but you're going to get right back up. You know, as they say, as long as you're looking up, you can get up. All right, it's very important. And if you take these things that we've talked about today and apply them to your training, apply them to anything outside of your training, I promise you, you'll see your life change 100%. But you have to be willing to take that first step and just go. No matter who's telling you no, no matter who's telling you why, you become so self-confident that you will take it on. And I guarantee everybody, you will win. Carmen, summarize and give out your info. I'll give mine and hang on the line if you would, please.
All right, sir. And thanks again for another opportunity. I enjoy these sessions. You know, in this, just anybody who's listening, you want to improve yourself, figure out what you want to improve, write out a little plan to do that, and then follow that plan. And yep. Please be patient. It's going to take time, but if you stay with it, the results are worth it tenfold, you know. And like I said, I've been doing this for 56 years. If I can do it, I'm just a regular guy. If I can do it, anybody can do it. I'm not a world level athlete by any stretch. I was not physically blessed. Anything I've accomplished, I've busted my hump to do, and anybody can do it. So just get your program, work your program, and next month or whenever Eric decides to have me back on, you'll have seen progress. Don't let it get stale on you. Shake it up. Change it. Instead of benching first, bench last. Squat yep. first. You know, just vary the routine. Vary the way you do your exercises. Instead of benching on Monday, bench on Wednesday. Whatever.
Yep.
You know, just change it to where your body does not get used to the effects. This is the best sport in the world for any. You can do this until you can't move. You know, I think the only other sport that compares to lifting is swimming. You can still jump in that pool and paddle around. Lifting, you just alter the poundage. You can still do the motions. You just got to alter the poundage. It's the best thing ever for anybody. And I just go to my grave saying that, you know.
And I agree.
And I appreciate the opportunity to run my mouth again. We've been at this an hour and a half, and I just love it.
So,
thank you, Eric.
Anytime, Carmen. This is Motivation Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Top 10 ways to build mind and muscle, free ebook. Just download it with your email address. As I say, think, commit, take action. That's what we're talking about here today. There's 10 paragraphs there that might just change your life, too. Sometimes the smallest things plant the biggest seeds. Don't ever forget that. The two biggest products I got right now on FiorelloBarbellCo.com is Strength Times Power Equals Success in the Winner's Circle. If you like what we talk about here, if you like how I talk, if you like what I do and everybody else does here, you'll love those two products. I mean, they are so easy to use. They're reasonable as far as pricing. And, you know, it's like anything. You got to take the first step. You know, you take something, build the foundation, then you can keep building on it. It's all up to you, but, you know, nothing's going to be 90 days with this stuff. Anybody that tells you that, you need to turn around and leave, all right? They're going to take your money. That's all they're going to do to you. That's not here. Everything we do here is done out in the yard. I'm looking right out my office window. You know, all I'm seeing is 6x6s loaded with chain for the stones, dip bars, stones all over, monster tires all over, cinder blocks, natural stones, steel stones. I mean, you go out there, the last third of my driveway, you'd be like, holy shit, what's going on back here? Just the look is going to make you want to train when you come here or whatever I can put out on Facebook or on our site, anything. I try to encourage everybody because it's so important. FiorelloBarbellCo.com, MotivationAndMuscle.com. And as I said before, go out to MotivationMuscle.com/category/podcast. Like I said, Carmen's on here. We'll have his up shortly. Think about all the people. I'll just give you a few, and I'll keep moving. But I just want to tell you the people we've had lately. Steve Slater was on Saturday with us. Anybody that's not familiar with him, he was the guy, Steve invented basically the molds for the Atlas stones. You see his Slater logs all over the place, okay? And he makes the big, huge circus dumbbells, et cetera, et cetera. Will Dinwiddie, guy wins everything he goes in. Adam T. Glass, one of the best grip guys in the whole world. Dr. Bob Weil, this guy knows more about the foot and sports stuff than anybody I've probably ever talked to. You name it, he's got it. David Whitley, Iron Tamer. Rick Brown, he's the master. You know, you talk about maces, clubs, right there. Bill Crawford, in my opinion, probably one of the best stone lifters in the world. Rainer Wartell, he's getting ready to go for his pro card right now. For Highland Games, exceptional guy. James Fuller, you need to go out and check him. He's up in Maine. He'll be coming here in the fall. This guy is like a grip monster. I mean, and you see the stuff he does. I mean, he rides around in his car. That's what I thought was so great about him. He's got a damn inch dumbbell on his passenger side floor. I mean, shit. Jed Johnson, Powell Wadudo, Adrian O'Brien, John Wood, Chase Carnes, Bud Jeffries, Mike Gillette, Eric Gutman. I could keep going down the list. Our good friend and mentor, Bill Hinburn, et cetera, et cetera. So we've got the stuff. We've got the content. Check it out. So go out there and check it out on motivationandmuscle.com. Also, FiorelloBarbellCo.com, motivationandmuscle.com. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. That's what we've gotten. I thank everybody. If there's a show you'd like Carmen and I to do, FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com, and I'll leave you with these 5 things. If someone seeks you out in the concrete jungle or the gym, like I said, never be afraid to give them some time. I'm telling you, 5 words can change your life. People don't realize, man, it's the simple things that get it done that can change the whole scope of what's going on with you. You don't need to go to see shrinks. You don't need to go and take 10 billion supplements. You've got everything within you to do what you need to do. Now, if you need help realistically, you got to go get it. But I'm saying a lot of the things I see today, I see mostly it's laziness. You don't want to give your whole effort. You want to give a half effort. If something doesn't want to go your way, someone else did it to you. I'm not even going to get started on that, but that's a lot of it. So think about that. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. If you're going out to lift today, bend it, break it, squat it, press it, pull it. If you're going to lift stones, crush them right into dust. As the great Hoosa Steel Crusher Stone says in Blood Red, we are domination. We clear cut our own path. We follow no one's. And if you read anything I write, at the end it will always say dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. Dominate everything you do, obliterate every goal you've got set, come up with new ones, and dent whatever it is that you had trouble with. We were talking about you go in the gym, you have a bad night. The dent is that 6 inches between your ears. That's called your brain. Burn it right into your brain that you're going to get it the next time. It's very important. I live by these 3 words right now. Also, no one's ever going to clip our balls. And as Russell Furr says, who's listening to the show from the very beginning, he's been a guest on my show. He's a great guy. When I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of the speakers. That was one of the nicest things that was ever said to me, Russell, and we'll say that for the next 30 years, I promise you. Carmen, all I can say, it's always a pleasure to have you on. You're a gentleman. You're somebody I admire, and I wish you success for another 100 years, sir.
Thank you very much. It's just always a pleasure to do this. You ran that list of names, and mine's in that list, and I don't feel qualified. I really don't. You know, I follow Bud Jeffries on Facebook, and that guy is a legitimate hoss.
Oh, yeah.
He is a piece of work. I told him I want to be like him when I grow up, you know?
Well, believe me, you belong in the pack. You wouldn't be here if I didn't think that you were a part of the pack, the family. You know something? I've said this before, Carmen. I don't care if you lift a 400-pound stone or a 100-pound stone. It doesn't matter to me because I'll tell you why. Someone's always got something relevant to contribute. And this is where we have a problem in this industry. You got all these little cliques. You got all these people that, they don't do this, so we don't want them around. Well, I'll tell you what. It's the people that you dismiss usually that can have the most impression on your life.
That's right.
And I've seen that with a lot of people. They dismiss people, and it's the worst move you ever made. If you're going to be like that and put a wall up with everybody, you're missing out on the world. And you know what? The lifters like that usually don't last a long time. It's the ones that understand that are still training when they're 90 years old. Those other people, they've pretty much evaporated. And any glory they had, they'll say, do you remember so-and-so? And be like, nope, nope. Or do you remember this guy? I remember that guy. He was really good, you know, and he was a nice guy. And where is he? Still lifting, he's 95 years old, still squatting 190. Holy shit. So that's the reason I don't dismiss anybody. I mean, if you're on the up and up, you're at the level, you're here. That's the way it is.
I appreciate that.
Well, it's a great way to be, man. You know, I'll tell you one thing. You got to learn how to treat people. And this is a business with what I do, with what you do.
Yeah.
Better have some personality, and you better be able to understand people. Now, I know, like with yourself, there's people that just – it isn't going to work out with them, you know, for one reason or another. That's unfortunate, but that's part of life. That happens. But all in all, I think your strongest strengths in your suit is to be able to convey a message, be able to lead by example, and most of all, encourage people to become better. And when you can do that – you've contributed to society. You can leave the world knowing you've done something, and that's what it's about. Before we leave, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. And most of all, tell 100 of your friends because we're coming for you anyways. In case you don't know, we are streaming 24/7 now. I couldn't be more pleased or proud. I've worked very, very hard to do this. You know, I can't tell everybody what's going on business-wise. Some of the stuff can't be let out right now. Eventually, there's going to be a lot more to tell you. But I'm not bragging about it. But when you do something that's worthwhile and you follow through and a dream you have is coming true more and more, I can't tell you how good it feels. It's the only way I can tell you is go do it. And that's what I try to tell everybody. If you want to be an entrepreneur, go out and do it. I'll help you out as much as I can. I've got 3 years of experience that, you know, I've taken a shot to the chin just about every other day and stood back up. Same with lifting. You know what we do here. There's no bullshit. We throw no shit. We do some pretty heavy stuff here. We do a lot of unorthodox stuff. So all I can say is, you know, there's plenty of stuff here for you to get in trouble with. So check everything out. And Carmen, thanks for everything. We'll talk to you next month, obviously. And obviously, it's been a great show.
Well, thank you very much, Eric. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. So, for Carmen Caputo, this is Eric Fiorello. Damn, that sounds like mafia. It reminds me of something out of Godfather, man, all the Italians. All right. So, Carmen and I will talk to you next month. And like I always say, you know, go out and do something, you know, worthwhile, you know. Be part of the world. Don't be afraid. We need men who are leaders. We need women who are leaders. And we are in short supply right now of it. So let's all do it. Have a great week, everybody, and we will talk to you soon. Thanks.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.